Okay, good morning, everyone. So this morning's daf is daf lamed vav. Okay, so we are going to pick up a little bit with where we left off yesterday. So we were having a conversation where it was trying to establish the question of whether kohanim are shluchei d'shmaya or shluchei didan, whether they act as our representatives. One knows whether they're actually, if I bring a carbon, is the Kohen my agent? Or in performing the avoda that he does with the carbon, is he really the agent of the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the difference would be is if he is my agent, and but if he's someone who I'm not allowed to have hana from, then I can't use him as an agent, because by doing a shlichus, he is giving me hana. On the other hand, if he's acting in his capacity as shluchei d'shmaya, and he's really a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then the fact that he's the kohen that does the avoda for me doesn't make a difference. Even if he's mudar mehana from me, then he can still perform the karban. So in the context of doing it, the Gemara tried to bring a raya, tried to bring a proof from the fact that you see in our Mishnah that a kohen, even if he's mudar mehana, can do kinei zavim zavos and kinei yoldos. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from there, that the fact that the kohen can do the kinei zavim and zavos, the mechusar, can do those karbanos, it must be that they're really shluchei d'shmaya, because otherwise, what right, how can I let them do a shlichus for me? So the Gemara answered and said, no, that's no proof. And in fact, the way we learned, the Ram was saying it's almost the opposite. Is it's specifically by mechusar kapar, it's specifically by karbanos that that you need to bring the carbon in order to be able to go in the Beis HaMikdash or eat kadshim. That's the particular category where the Mishnah said that he can bring the karbanos. Now, why is that category different? That category is different because we established that is a specific category of carbon, that the kohen can bring it even without das, even without the other person knowing. And the Ran explained, we didn't address it yesterday, but the Ran explained that it's unlike an ordinary carbon which you bring, and you have to bring it in order to do kapara. So to do kapara, because you did something wrong, you have to have das, you have to have in mind that you're going to bring the carbon, and therefore when the Kohen brings it, he has to bring it with your das. The karbanas from mechusar kapara are not necessarily a chet, it's not something that someone did wrong. For example, a woman who had a child, she did nothing wrong. Someone who is a zav or a zava, it's a medical condition. So, in other words, it's not necessarily for doing something wrong. So that's the reason the Ran explains why in that case you can do the karban without the person's knowledge. So we talked about the fact that it was specifically mechusar kapara that our Mishnah allowed. It wasn't other karbanos, and therefore there's no proof that they're shluchei d'shmaya. So where our Gemara is going to pick up on that is saying, wait a second. You're suggesting that our Mishnah is specific when it allows mechusar kapara, and it is only that category of mechusar kapara that they're allowed to bring, but they wouldn't be able to bring a regular carbon. And if they could bring a regular carbon, you would have a good question to say that it appears that they are shluchei d'shmaya. So the Gemara says, Masiv, this is the very top of Lamed Vav, the first word, Masiv Rav Simi Bar Abba asked, from a brisa, it says, "Imhaya kohen, if he's a kohen, yizrak alav dam chataso." This is talking about a kohen who is mudar mehana from someone. Yizrak alav dam chataso. He can be zorek. He can throw the blood doing the avoda for his chatos for dam hashamo, and the dam hashamo. So what do you see? You see that there's a case where a kohen who's mudar mehana can in fact be zorek dam chatas and dam asham. So you see that a kohen, and our Gemara was suggesting that the Mishnah is only allowing a kohen who's mudar mehana is only allowing them to do the kinds of karbanos from mechusar kapara. But here you see that they can do a chatas and asham. Now, in fact, someone could ask, if you take a look back at our Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amud Beis at the top of the page, you don't even need to turn. But the third line, after it says Makrav Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, it says Chatos Vashamos. So why didn't the Gemara just ask? Why did the Gemara ask from this Brisa that says the Kohen who's Mudar Me'ano can do Chatos Vashamos? He could have brought it from our Mishnah. So the Ran says that if we would have done that, then from context, you would have explained that the Chatos and Asham that's in our Mishnah would be talking about the Chatos and Asham of a Metzora, which is another category of Mechusrei Kapara. So therefore the Gemara asked the Kasha, instead of asking from our Mishnah, which we could have asked, and said, you see, Chatos Vashamos, which is a category of carbon that they can bring, which is other than Zavim Zavos and Kine Yoldos, which are Mechusrei Kapara, you see that there's a standalone Braisa that says you can run it, that you can do the Chatos and Asham, and therefore you'd be less likely to say that it is a case of Metzora, which is another category of Mechusrei Kapara. So the Gemara asks the question, how can you say it's only Mechusrei Kapara that the Kohen is Muder Me'anah can bring, but you see that he can bring a Chatas and Ashim from this Braisa? So the Gemara answers, you know, it might be better to ask from the Braisa because you're less likely to answer the Mechusrei Kapara, but the Gemara answers that anyway. And the Gemara says, Dam Chatas Hashem Metzora V'dam Hashem Hashem Metzora. We're talking about the Chatas and Asham of Metzora, not a regular Chatas or Asham, which in fact you'd then be able to ask, how can the Kohen bring it? It must be that Kohanim are Shluchi D'Shmaya. But he's saying, no, this is I mentioned this yesterday, the fourth category of Mechusrei Kapara, besides Zavos and Yoldos, was the category of Metzora. And the Chsiv, because you see, Zos Tias Taras HaMetzora, this should be the Taras HaMetzora. We learned this yesterday, the fact that he used the word Taras HaMetzora, it tells you that it's an inclusionary term, and therefore, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, whether it's a Gadol or Katan. We established yesterday that you see from there that the fact that you can bring this carbon on behalf of a Katan shows that you don't need Das. And if you don't need Das, that's a unique category of Mechusrei Kapara, where the Mishnah could say that you could do it even when you're Mudar Anah, because the Kohen isn't acting in his ordinary Shlichus capacity if he could do something even without your Das. If you need Das, that would be a problem, because then it was so Shluchei D'Shmaya. So this was a side issue, asking on the fact that we were trying to say that our Mishnah was unique to Mechusrei Kapara, and the Gemara's answer is, no, our Mishnah is still unique to Mechusrei Kapara, because that Braisa, as well as our Mishnah, which refers to Chatamos and Chatos V'Hashamos, is really referring to the fourth category of Mechusrei Kapara, which is Metzora. Okay, now we are going to go back to the question for one more round of this question, whether Kohanim are Shluchei D'Shmaya or Shluchei D'Idan, whether they act as our agents or as agents of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. So we say, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Migdash. All right, so let's just talk about what Pigul is for a moment. Pigul is that when a Kohen is doing the Avodah, if the Kohen, at the time he's doing the Avodah, has in mind that he's going to bring it in the wrong time, he's going to bring it in the wrong place, or they're going to keep the meat of the carbon beyond the permitted time to have the carbon. That thought alone that the Kohen has is enough to render the carbon pigul, and if someone eats pigul, they're chayav kari. So it's a pretty serious matter, and it's dependent on the das of the Kohen. So we see, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Migdash, that if a Kohen causes a carbon to become pigul in the Beis HaMikdash, mezidin chayavin. If he did it on purpose, he's chayav, basically to pay the person back. Someone, I think David Wiesenfeld, had raised this question yesterday, whether you could be obligated for the loss you cause someone when you mess up their carbon. So in this case, it's talking about the fact that if a Kohen is mefagel in the Mikdash, causes a carbon to be pigul, if he does it on purpose, he's chayav. And the Gemara infers from that hashogegin, but what, let's say the coin is a shogeg, then paturin, he's pater from dinei mamonos, he doesn't owe him money, ela shepigulon pigol, but the carbon is still considered pigol. Now, why is he, even if he did it by accident, why is he pater? At the end of the day, he caused this fellow a loss. So the Gemara in Gittin talks about this. I think the primary answer of the Gemara there is that it's a hezek shein a nicker. In other words, it's a damage that's not evident. So between the time before and after he had the thought that caused it to become pigol, nothing changed about the animal. So something that's a hezek shein a nicker, if it's b'shogeg, he's going to be putter. But in short, we see that even when he did it accidentally, it causes pigol. So e amrit, if you say bishlomo shluchei d'shmaya have, that is shluchei d'shmaya, Hainu shepigulam pigul, and I'll explain this in a minute. He says, if you understand that a coin is a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's why there's pigul. Ela yamre shluchei didan, but if you say that it's our shliach, ela yamre shluchei didan havo, that it's our shliach, amai pigulam pigul, why should there be pigul? Le mole, let him say, let the owner say to the Kohen, Shlicho Shavisicho L'takune V'loili L'avusi, that I made you my Shliach in order to fix things and not in order to make it worse. So what's going on here? In other words, he's saying the following, that if a Kohen does something bemazed, so there's a concept, the Ran explains that we say, Adam Oser Davar She'ena Shelo, that if he goes on purpose, he goes outside of his shlichus, and you gave him a shlichus, you told him, here, bring my carbon, and you're supposed to have the right thoughts, Kohen, and the Kohen decides to have the wrong thoughts on purpose. He decides he's going to have in mind that they're going to eat it for the next 5 days. That's a problem. So he's going outside of the category of his shlichus, and yet he can cause a problem, because the Gemara, we learn in Chulin, that Adam Oser Davar She'ena Shelo, if someone takes an intentional action, they could cause Isser on someone else's object. And that's what happens here. And in fact, the Mishnah says that he's chayav to pay him back for doing it. But the question is, if he did it by accident, if you say it's shluchei d'shmaya, so you say that, look, he was supposed to act for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't act properly, but he's still the shliach d'shmaya, and the Ribbono Shel Olam appointed him to be the one who does this avodah. So then, therefore, he's the one who does the savoda, so he can cause it to be pigel. But if he's my agent, I would say his thoughts that he's going to do the wrong thing shouldn't affect my carbon. Why? Because I'm going to say that at the time he had those wrong thoughts, he was acting outside the scope of my agency, because I didn't make him my agent in order to make my carbon pigel. And so, therefore, at the time he does the wrong thing, he's acting outside the scope of his authority. If he's acting outside the scope of his authority, he's not acting on my behalf. If he's not acting on my behalf, then the carbon shouldn't be pigel. So from the fact that we see that even when he does it by accident, the carbon becomes pigel, it must be that he's acting for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's why he can continue to act, even though he's doing the wrong thing for me, because he's not my shliach. But if he was my shliach, he has to do the right thing. And if he's doing the wrong thing, it's outside of the shlichos. So this seems to be a raya, that Kohanim are acting as shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not acting as an agent for me at the time he does my karban. So the Gemara says, Amri Shani Gabe Pigol. He says, you can't bring a raya from Pigol. Pigol's not a raya. The Amar Kra, because the Pazak says, Lo Yichashev Lo, that it shouldn't be considered for him Mikol Makom in any instance. What does that mean? So the Pazak says, that it says if he's going to eat from the meat of the carbon on the third day, and this was talking by a shlamim. Shlamim needs to be eaten within 1 day, even though the pasuk says that he eats. We learn in the Gemara, I believe in Zvachim, that it is even if he has in mind. So it says lo ye rotze, that the carbon is not accepted. Hamakrev also lo yichashiv lo. The one who brings it, it's not counted for him. Pigol yiyah, it should be pigol. That's the avera. So the Gemara in Zvachim explains that we read lo yachshev lo, that when it says hamakrev oso lo yachshev lo, that the one who brings it shouldn't think about it in this way. Lo yachshev lo, shouldn't think of it as pigol. So you see that it is dependent on the one who had the thought in mind. So basically what it's saying is the pasuk is telling you that it's unique to Pigol, that we learn from Pigol that it is dependent on the das, on the thought of the person who's performing it, the Kohen. And he says, Mikoma, the Gemara is saying, Damakar lo yachshev lo, that he shouldn't think of it for Pigol, Mikol Makom in any instance, meaning that he's chayev, so it's unique to the halacha of Pigol, because the pasuk says that if the Kohen has the wrong thought, then it is Pigol, whether it was Shogig or Mazid, whether he was acting within the scope of his ordinary authority or not. So it's saying that the case of Pigol can't bring Araya to the issue of whether Kohanim act as Shluchi Didan or Shluchi Deshmaya, whether they act as our Shluchim or they act as Shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, our Gemara now ends without having resolved this question of whether Shluchim are Shluchi Deshmaya or Shluchi Didan. I mentioned yesterday that the Gemara in Kiddushin brings a Svara and says that the fact that I cannot act as the Kohen, in other words, I can only give someone an agency that's within my scope of authority. I can't give an agent more than I myself have. And since I can't be makir of the carbon because I'm not a Kohen, it must be that they're shluchei d'shmaya. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara in Kiddushin. And presumably, since our Gemara doesn't determine otherwise, that would be the halacha. Okay, we're going to go back and look at a Gemara which we had yesterday. Gufo, we learned in the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, Akol Tzrich and Das Chutz Mimechusar Kaparo, that everyone, when a Kohen brings something, brings a carbon, he needs to have Das, and we talked about this, because since he needs to affect Kaparo for the person has to know what the Kohen is doing, because he has to have Charata, he has to do Kaparo. But by Mechusar Kapara, he doesn't, Chutz Mi Mechusar Kapara, he doesn't need it by Mechusar Kapara, Shari Adam, maybe carbon, Abon of Yabinosav Akatanim. Because a person can bring the carbon for his children who are Ketanim, and for the fact that children who are Ketanim cannot have Das to appoint a Shliach, and yet he's able to act as their Shliach, so it must be that in the case of Mechusar Kapara, from the fact that he can act for those who don't have Das, it must be that generally speaking, Mechusar Kapara don't have, that Mechusar Kapara don't need Das. That this is a category of carbon that doesn't need Das. Now, what you see from this, and this is what this Gemara is going to come out, is there's a concept of Dunin Efsher Mishai Efsher. Can you learn something that could not have been done otherwise? Can you learn something that could have been done otherwise from something that could not have been done otherwise? So let me explain what that means. This is a good example. A katan doesn't have das to appoint someone to be their shliach. So we could say, perhaps, that the father can act on behalf of the katan because the katan doesn't have das. But if there's someone who could have das, then they would need to appoint the kohen individually, right? In other words, so the idea is a katan has no choice, so the father has to act without the katan's das. But if to do it for another adult, for a kohen to act for someone else, you would say that maybe for an adult, the adult is capable of forming das, or capable of appointing a shliach, and therefore the adult has to appoint the shliach, right? So that would be a thought. You could say it's only in the case where you can't, but if you can, you have to. And the Gemara is saying, we see from Rav Yochanan, brought this halacha, and we decided that Mechusar Kapara didn't need das, that the whole category of karbonos that are Mechusar Kapara don't need das. We learned that yesterday, we learned it today. That's Rav Yochanan's halacha. He proves from the fact that a katan, a father can act for a katan, is that anyone can act for someone else, even without das, in the category of Mechusar Kapara. So what do you see? You see that Rav Yochanan is learning, done in Efsher Mishai Efsher. We're learning out that a regular adult, a kohen can act on his behalf even without das. That's a case where it could have been different. You could say the adult needs das. We're learning out the case that adult needs das. We say even in that case the adult doesn't need das because we saw in the case of children that the father can do it, and obviously there's no das there. So we see this concept of done in Efsher Mishai Efsher. We judge on something that is possible that could have been done differently, even though the case we learned it out from is a category where it could not have been done differently because the ketanim couldn't form das. So Elameata, if that's true, that done in Efsher Mishai Efsher, he says, Yavi Adam Chatas Chelev Al Chavero, a person should be able to bring a Chatas Chelev for his friend. What is a Chatas Chelev? A Chatas Chelev is a regular category of Chatas. Throughout the Gemara, we refer to a regular Chatas as Chatas Chelev. So it's saying that if that's true, then someone should be able to bring, a Kohen should be able to bring a Chatas on behalf of someone else, even without his Das. Why? Shekein Adam Mevi Al Ishto Shota Kereb Yehuda. Because a person can bring a carbon for his wife who is a Shota Kereb Yehuda. So this requires some understanding of our Gemara from yesterday. So if we remember, we said that we said Zos Toras, that Zos Toras tells you Ben Katan Ben Gadol. And the Gemara asked yesterday, that was Rabbi Yehuda's learning, the Gemara asked, how can you explain then the case of Yoledes? Because Yoledes is a case where there cannot be a Ketana, and yet it uses the word Toras, which tells you both Ketana and Gedola. So the Gemara says, no, normally Zos Toras means Katan or Gedola. In the case of Yoledes, it meant that a husband can bring a carbon for his wife, even if she is deranged, if she's insane. So that was the Gemara's thing. And where did it know it from? Because the word Toras, Zos Toras. So now the question that they're trying to establish in the Gemara here is that in the case of Chatas also, it uses the word Toras. So let's translate that word Toras in the case of Chatas to say that someone can bring a carbon for his wife, even a carbon Chatas for his wife, who's a Shota. Now, if a man can bring a carbon chatas for his wife or who's a shota, so why can he bring it? Because she's incapable of bringing it, because she's deranged. So if she can't bring a carbon and he can bring the carbon, so you see there's a concept of shlichus that you can act even without das in bringing someone's chatas. And since Rabbi Yochanan holds done in Efshar Mishi Efshar that you could learn a case that could have been done differently from a case that couldn't have been done differently, we should learn from that fact that every person, a kohen can bring for every person a chatas without their das. Because if a husband can bring a chatas for his wife without das, when she's insane, then therefore a kohen can bring, if we learn out, so that could not have been done differently, because a woman's insane, she can't bring it herself, her husband has to bring it. But if we see that in that case the husband can bring it, we should learn that every kohen can always bring a carbon chatas chelov, a regular chatas, even without the das of the person. So that would seem to say, not like our Mishnah, which was saying that only mechusar kapara don't need das. So, and yet we see, Alama Amar Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar say, Hifresh chatas chelov al chavero, that if someone is mafresh a chatas chelov for his friend, lo asa klum, he did nothing. So the question is, if we are done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, and the word Toras is used by chatas, which would tell you that a husband can bring a chatas for his wife who's a shota, we should learn from there that anyone can bring a chatas for someone else without das. So, and yet we see from Rabbi Elazar that you cannot bring a chatas. So it seems to be a question on this idea that we learned done in Efshar Mishi Efshar. So the Gemara answers, Ishto shota hechi dami. You assumed that when it uses the word Toras by Chatas, it must be coming to tell you the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda learned by Yoledes, which would be that a man can bring a carbon for his wife who's a Shota. But the Gemara is going to say, there's no such case as a man bringing a carbon for his wife who's a Shota in the case of Chatas. Because a Chatas needs Das, a person needs to be needs to have Charata and bring the carbon as a Kapara. So, ida achla kishihi shota, if she ate. So he's saying there's no case where a husband can bring a chatas for his wife as a shota. Because if she ate the chelev at a time when she was a shota, when she was deranged or insane, and she was not acting in her mental faculties, then lav bas karbon hi. She's not liable to bring a carbon because she's not responsible for her actions at a time that she's insane. Ve'ida achla kishihi pikachas. So maybe what happened was, the Gemara says that she ate the chelev when, chelev you're not allowed to eat, she ate the chelev when she was sane, v'nishtatis, and she became insane after that, and therefore the husband, so once she incurred the liability for a chatas, that the husband would bring it on her behalf. He says, that can't be either. Ha'amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, achol chelev, if a person eats chelev, a hifrish carbon, and separates the carbon, v'nishtata, and becomes crazy, v'chazer v'nishtafa, and goes back and becomes sane, pasul, the carbon is pasul, ho v'nidcha yidcha, because there's a concept of dichoy. Now dichoy really is not, this is not the classic case of dichoy. Classic case of dichoy is where something happens to the animal. But in this case, something happened to the owner. The owner was sane, was mafresh a carbon, and then became insane. Even though the owner subsequently became sane again, you cannot use that carbon because once he became insane and then became sane again, it is dichoy. So he's saying, so therefore, if she ate, and when you're trying to find a case where a husband can bring a chatas for his wife who was a shota, if she ate the chela when she was a shota, she's not liable. And if she ate the chelev when she was normal and then became a shota and then became normal again, or even if she didn't become normal again, there is no concept. There's no continuing chiyuv to bring the carbon because when she becomes crazy, then the chiyuv carbon goes away. So there is no instance. You assumed when you asked your question that we're going to learn Toras from Chatas to say that a man can bring a carbon for his wife who's insane, but there is no such case. So therefore, it's not a kasha from Chatas. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, so we have no kasha on this issue of this Rabbi Yochanan holds done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, that we learn a case where it's possible to be otherwise from a case where it's impossible to be otherwise. We're going to ask the question as follows. Elameata, but now, Yavi Adam Pesach al Chavero. A person should be able to bring a carbon Pesach for his friend without his das. Someone should be able to bring a carbon Pesach for his friend. Why? Shekein adam mevi albanav v'albanosav akatanim. Because a man can bring, we know that a man can include his family in his Karban Pesach. And we also know that in order to be included in a Karban Pesach, you have to be memuna, you have to be counted or assigned to that particular Karban Pesach. So we all know that little kids can eat part of a Karban Pesach. So the question is, it must be that the father can act on their behalf in being memana them in saying that they are part of this Karban. Normally that requires das, someone needs to want to be part of it. In this case, we see that a father can do it for the ketanim, so you should learn from that that the father can act for his children or ketanim. If the father can act for his children or ketanim, it must mean that even when there is no das, you can act on their behalf. And if we are done in efshir mishi efshir, so since ketanim had no choice but to have their father appoint them, but if we're willing to learn from a regular case where it could be done differently, from a case where it could be done differently, we should therefore learn that in every case of a Karban Pesach, you should be able to act on behalf of someone else, even without their das, because we see a father can act on behalf of his children even without their das. And if that's so, that a person should be able to bring a Karban Pesach for their friend, why did Rabbi Elazar say, Hifresh Pesach al Chaveiro, that if someone's mafresh a Pesach for their friend, lo asa klum, they didn't accomplish anything. So if we hold, if done in Efshir Mishi Efshir works, we should learn from the case of Pesach that you don't need das in order to be mafresh something for your friend. So Amr Reb Zera says, Celebes avos lav de oraisa. Where do we learn the whole concept of Sela beis avos, which is, we learn the concept that a person has to be assigned to a particular carbon from these words, Sela beis avos, and he says, that's not the araisa. So the way the Ran understands this is saying as follows, that the fact that your children have to eat carbon Pesach, that's mid araisa, but the fact that they have to be appointed to the carbon, that they don't need to. That's not mid araisa, right? So appointing people to a karban, or at least your ketanim to a karban, is not the araisa. So what's the significance of that? Because we were trying to learn from the fact that a father can act on behalf of his children, you see that a person who's appointed to a karban doesn't need das. So the Gemara is saying, no, there's no real proof to that, because the fact that he acted for his children, the reason he was able to appoint them to the karban is because they don't need to be appointed. A regular person needs to be appointed, but a katan doesn't need to be appointed. So you can't prove from the fact that a father can act for his children that he should be able to act for anyone else, because it's only able to act for his children because his children don't actually need to be appointed. So that's the Gemara's answer why we don't have a problem from Pesach. And the Gemara says, where do I know that Sela Beis Avos is not the Araisa, that a father doesn't need to appoint his children to the Karban? Midisnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'omer Labanov, if someone says to his sons, Hareni Shochet is a Pesach HaMisha Yalam Mechem Rishon LiYushalayim, the father said to his children, he says, look, I'm going to Yushalayim. I'm going to Shech the Karban, a Karban Pesach. And whichever one of you gets there first, you're going to be part of my Karban. And the rest of you, I don't know, maybe not. So he was telling his kids, it's a race. Whichever one of you gets there first, and the Mishnah says, Kivan Shehichnes Rishon Rosha Verubo. As soon as the first son gets there and puts his head and most of his body into Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he gets a portion of the carbon. Umezake as echov imo, and he's mezake. He does the schus for his brothers with him, and therefore they can all eat. So it's a strange setup. So the way the Ran actually has two understandings, we'll make it easy. We'll go v'iamret sela beis avos. And if you're going to say that sela beis avos says, I'm sorry, v'iamret sela beis avos deoraisa. If you're going to say that sela beis avos tells you that you need to appoint someone, and even a katan needs to be appointed. Minatora abisra koi umezaki lehu. So he says, how could that be? Because he's standing over the meat and is being mezake for him or for them. So what's going on here? So if you remember, the father went up and shechted the Karban Pesach before the children came. So the Ran has two lashonos. One is that either he's asking, how can this kid, when the kid shows up and is the first one, how can he eat from the Karban? Because we know that you need to be appointed to a Karban before it's shechted. And in this case, by the time he reached Yerushalayim, it was already shechted. And you see that he can act, that he's able to be part of the Karban. So you see that it must be that a katan, a child of the katan, doesn't need to be appointed.
The Ran's other understanding is that it's saying that the fact that the first son who reaches there is able to become part of the carbon, that's because the father can say, Limafreya, it was revealed which of his children would come first. Whichever child came first is able to be part of the carbon, is Mimuna. But what about the other children? It says that this first child is able to be mezakeh for all of his brothers. So the question is, how can it be that if the father already shechted the carbon and you no longer can appoint people, that the son is able to come and do an appointment for his brothers? So you see from there that it must be that appointing children who are ketanim to a carbon Pesach is not menatorah. That children who are ketanim don't need to be appointed. According to the Ran, they need to eat the carbon Pesach menatorah, but they don't need to be appointed. So therefore, you can't try to bring a raya from the fact that a father can appoint for his children that he should be able to appoint for any other person, because his children don't really need to be appointed. So the Gemara says, the Amr Lahun Avuon, then what's this whole business of whoever's the first one to get there, and he runs, and he says, Kedei Lazarzim B'mitzvos. That was just because the father was trying to encourage them to be quick, to rush to do mitzvahs. So he was saying, I'm going to make a race for you to get there. To get there first. Tanya Nami Hachi, we see this also, because it says, Mai Sahaya, there was a story, V'kadmu Banas L'banim, he says it happened once that the daughters rushed quicker than the sons, and they got there first. And you see that the daughters were zrizus; they had alacrity. Ubanim shfelim, the sons were low or were embarrassed. So the Ran says, you see from there, if the halacha would be whoever gets there first really is the one who's zocha in the carbon, so it would say something about that. It wouldn't talk about whether there's rizim or shvelim. So you see from there that this whole thing is just a concept that the father was trying to encourage his kids to be careful and to rush to do mitzvos. But in fact, you don't need to appoint children to a shlichus. So therefore, there's no problem. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds dan nefshir mishi efshir, we try to bring problems from Karban Pesach, from Chatas Chelev, but it's not a problem. We haven't demonstrated a problem. Okay, now, the turning to Amin Beza, Tarimesh Chumaso, we're going back to the first line in our Mishnah. So before you turn the page on Lamed Hei Amin Beza, take a look at the Mishnah. Tarimesh Chumaso Umaisros of Ladato, that even when a Kohen is Mudar, even when someone is mudar to have anah from his friend, he can be torim his chuma, he can separate chumas and maestros for him, lit daito, according to his das. Okay, so now, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha that would, on its face, appear to have significance to our Mishnah, which is as follows. Iboy lehu, I'll ask you a question. Hatorim mishalo al shachavero, tzarech daito olo. He's saying, if I want to come and be mafresh on behalf of my friend, Truma, do I need his das or not? Can I act on his behalf without him knowing? So if he has a pile of grain that needs to have truma taken from it, can I take truma without his das or not? So what are the tzadim? What are the sides to think you could or couldn't? Mi amrinan, do we say kiven deschos hu lo, that since I'm doing him a favor, lo tzarech das, we don't need das. Why? Because we know the halacha is zachin liadam shalom b'fanav. You can do a favor for someone without his das, not in front of him. So maybe by being mafresh truma on his pile of grain, I'm doing him a favor because now he can eat the rest of his grain and truma is taken. So therefore, I don't need his das. Odilmo, or maybe mitzvah dilehu, that it's his mitzvah, v'nichal el ma'avdeh. He wants to do it himself. So in other words, maybe when I go to his pile of truma and I'm mafresh truma, he's like, you're not helping me. That's my mitzvah, truma. I want to be able to do truma. If someone is doing challah and he wants to be mafresh challah, and another person comes along, try to do that to your wife, she's not going to like it. She wants the mitzvah. It's her mitzvah to do challah. So maybe it's not a case of zachin liadam shalom b'fanav. So now we're going to say, it would appear that this should be answered by our Mishnah. Tashma, come in here, because it says in our Mishnah, torim es chumosav es maestrosav ladaito. That our Mishnah said, you can be torim truma and maestros for your friend, even when you're mudar hanah, ladaito. So now, we're going to try to figure out what case is our Mishnah talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about whether someone who is mudar mehana from someone else can be mafresh their trumas and maestros, and it says he can't. So, but my askino, in what case are we talking about? Ilema, if you're going to say that we're talking Mishel Bal Hakri, Al Bal Hakri, Uladaito. I'm sorry. So, okay. I'm just looking at the Bach. Ilema Michel Balakri, Abalakri, that you're talking about a case where we're trying to figure out when I'm trying to be Mafresh Truma on his Truma, am I taking. I'm sorry, let me just take 1 second to give one bit of background information. We learned from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that if someone is being Mafresh Truma for someone else from that person's Truma, he needs to have been appointed a Shliach. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. We know that. So if I want to walk up to my friend's pile and take Truma, then I need to have been appointed a Shliach. That's something we know already. So now the question is, in this case, are we talking about a case where the Muder Mehana, it's his stack, and I'm coming to just take some of his stack, say this is Truma, and then the rest of the stack becomes a mutter to be eaten. So if I'm taking where the Balakri, where I'm taking from his pile on behalf of him, so then uladaito deman. When it says I do it ladas, whose das is it? Ilema ladaito delay. If you're saying that the person who's doing it did it on his own, meaning he just decided I'm going to walk up to my friend, I'm going to be mafresh truma from his pile, man shavi shliach. Who appointed him a shliach? And I just told you that we know from the Gemara Bava Metzia that you need to be appointed a shliach in that case. So that can't be the case when he says he does it ledaito. So ela ledaito de balakri. So you're going to say, all right, so maybe when it says he did it ledaito, it was where he was appointed a shliach. The guy had a pile of truma. I went up and took some of it off in order to be mafresh truma. And I did it with his das because I was acting as his shliach. So the Gemara says, but that's a problem. He can't appoint you a shliach to take off truma from his pile because you're acting as his shliach. And we talked about this before. If you act as someone's shliach, you're giving them hana because you're doing a job for them, right? So since he's muder mehana, it can't be that he was appointed a shliach to take off his truma. So therefore, we said it can't be talking about a case where you're trying to be mafresh truma from the guy's own stack. Ella Mishalo, al shel bal hakri. So rather, it's a case where I was going to be mafresh truma. How was I doing it? He had a big stack of truma. I took from my own produce, and I said, I'm going to be mafresh truma for him. So now, okay, so that's the case. We're talking about a case where I'm doing it for him. So when it says, I do it ledaito, ledaito deman. Ilema ledaito debalakri. If you're saying that I do it in accordance with the das of the owner, hakamahanile, I'm doing him a favor. Why? Because I'm taking my own produce and I'm separating it as truma to make him be able to have his entire stack be mutter. So that for sure shouldn't work because he's muder mehana. So if I'm muder mehana, if he's muder mehana from me, I can't take truma on his behalf from my own property because I'm basically giving him a gift. I'm saying, you don't need to take any grain from your stack, I'll take it from my stack. I'm being mahanim. That's a problem. El alav, so what must it be? L'dayte d'nafshi, that he did it on his own. That he did it on his own. Umishalo torim al shachavero. And I'm doing it on my own, I'm being torim for him. Now we're going back to our question. So it must be our mission is talking about a case where I'm being mafresh truma from my own possessions for him without him knowing it. So that should therefore answer our question. The original question was if you're Torah Mishalo al Shachavero, that was the question at the top of the Omen. If I'm being mafresh truma from my own stuff for him, do I need his das or not? It would seem to say you don't need the das because Elalav ain't tzarech das, that you don't need das because you see that I'm able, from our Mishnah, that I'm able to be mafresh for him without his das. So that should answer our inquiry. So the Gemara says, no, li'olam, there's no proof that we're talking about in our Mishnah about a case where I'm mafresh from my own crops on his. Why? Because li'olam mishal balakri al balakri. Really, we're talking about where he had a stack of truma, a pile, and I'm taking some of his grain and being mafresh truma. Now, what was the reason before we said that didn't work? Because we said, in that case, you need to be a shliach. If he didn't appoint you a shliach, then you have no right to be mafresh his truma. And if he did appoint you a shliach, then when you act on the shlichus, you're being mahanahim, and he's muder me'ana. So that's why you said it didn't work. So he says, so how does it work now? How can you say really it is that case where he's taking from his own stack? Kedama Rava, like Rava says, ba'omer kalarotza litrom yavo v'yitrom. that Rava, as we're going to see shortly, says a halacha that the person announced, anyone who wants to come and be mafresh truma for my stack can come and be mafresh truma for my stack. Hachanami ba'omer, so too here. So it's basically saying that what was the problem why we said it couldn't be? Because either he wasn't the shliach or he was being mahanim. So the Gemara is saying it's kind of in between. He was a shliach because he said anyone could do, he announced anyone could be mafresh truma from my pile, but it wasn't a case where he was being mahanim by doing a shlichus because he didn't appoint him in particular. He just said anyone can do it. So therefore, as relates to the fact that you need the das of the balakri, he has it because he said anyone could do it. As relates to the fact that if he does it on his behalf, he's being mahanahim. He's not being mahanahim if he didn't appoint him in particular. He's because it wasn't a specific shlichus to him. So therefore, there's no raya from our Mishnah to this question of whether is if someone is Torah Mishalo Ashal Chavero, if you're taking from your own possessions on someone else, whether you need his das, we don't have an answer. Okay. Now, boy minei Rav Yirmiyah merib Zera. Rav Yirmiyah asked from Rav Zera, "Hatorim mishalosh shachaver tovas hanal shami." So the question is as follows: Tovas hanah is the fact that a coin you have to give. There are certain things we have to give to a coin, but and it belongs to the coin. Like truma would be a good example. But you have the right to pick which coin do I want to give it to. Now this has two categories. Sometimes you see it where if he chooses the coin, that he's getting tovas hana because the coin is grateful to him. It says, thank you for picking me, I owe you one, right? That's one category of tovas hana. The Ran talks about another category of tovas hana, which is, let's say I'm a Yisrael, and I have a son who's obviously a Yisrael, I have a daughter who's a Bas Yisrael, but she married a coin, and so therefore my grandson is a coin, and so I go to some guy who's being mafresh truma and said, look, I'd rather not support my grandson, it costs me a lot of money, so why don't you give him $100 worth of truma? I'll give you $5. And so therefore you have the right to sell the tovas hana that now a kohen can't accept money for. A kohen can't pay someone, say, here, I'll give you money, give me your truma. That's not allowed. But he can do it for his grandson, for say. So you have this, the question we're dealing with here is, let's say you have a pile of truma, I take from my own crops and say, I'm being mafresh truma on him so he can have it. The question is, who gets to decide when I'm mafresh those truma? Who gets to decide which coin gets it? Do I get to decide because I'm the one who was mafresh it from my own grain, or does the guy who the pile whose pile we made mutter by this, does he get to decide? So mi amrinan, do we say ilav peri deheich mi mesakna karya? Do we say that I get to do it because if not for my grain that I put off on the side for his truma, there would be no truma taken? Dilma ilav kari dahulo having peri dahadain truma. So he says, or maybe he should do it because he's the owner, because if not for his stack of grain here that we're being mafresh truma on, there would be nothing to be make this into truma. And I'm being mafresh this truma on his stack. So the question is, do I get to decide which coin gets it, or does he get to decide? Amar Lei said to him, he answered him, Reb Zera answered him, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, es kol tvuas zaracha v'nasata. That there's a smichus of psukim. It says that all of the tvua of his field vinasata, and you should give it. It connects the owner. It says it talks about his grain, and then it says you should give it. So you see, the owner is the one who gets to decide where the truma goes, and it gets the tovas hana. So the Gemara asks, Esvei, I'll ask you a question. Tarim es truma es ma'aser of ladaito. So it's going to ask a question from our Mishnah. It says that he can be tarim truma ma'aser of das. So our Mishnah said, now this is going back and we're going to end in a moment, I'm sorry, this is going back in the tzad, that even though we subsequently established that we were talking about, that our Mishnah was talking about a case where you were separating from his pile for his pile, in the Havamina there also, and here we were assuming that I was separating from my own thing. So it seemed in our Mishnah, you see that I'm separating from my own stuff for his pile. The problem is, if we say that he's entitled to decide which Cohen should get it, even when I'm mafresh, so it means I'm doing him a favor. Why? Because I'm mafresh my own truma, I'm mafresh truma from my own crops for his pile, but then he gets to decide who to give my crops to. He could sell it to someone who wants to give his grandson truma, or he could give it to the Cohen that's his friend. So I'm doing him a favor by being mafresh truma for him. I'm enabling him to be able to choose to sell the Tovas Hanas. So I'm giving him a favor. So it must be so Hakamahanile, I'm giving him Hana, El Shmami Na, Tovas Hana delay. So it must be that I keep the Tovas Hana, because otherwise how does our Mishnah work? Because if he gets the Tovas Hana, I'm Mafresh Chuma for him, and then he gets it, then I'm being Mahanim. So Amri Lo, no, Mishal Balakri, Al Shabalakri, Ilodaita de Balakri, that we're not talking, our mission is the same thing as we said before, our mission is not talking about where I'm Mafresh Truma from my own on his, we're talking about where we take from his pile on his thing, and the fact that it's Lodaita de Balakri, Ba'omer, Kolorotza, Litrum, Yavi, Yitrum, that we're talking about a case where he said anyone who wants to give Truma should come give Truma. We'll pick up here tomorrow. I just want to point out one very quick thing, which is, you might ask me, we're talking about the Tovas Hana, the fact that he's benefiting from that. What about the fact that he's being Mafresh Truma for the person? So we're going to say that's similar to the halacha we learned with Chanan. Maybe tomorrow we'll address this, but that's similar to the halacha we learned with Chanan, that just like you could pay someone's debts, you could also pay Truma because you're not paying it directly to him to be Nanahim. And
how'd it go?